Section 8. Designing diagrams and charts. Follow your reader's eyes. If you had a table with three columns, increase 50% in the left column, constant 48% in the centre column, and decrease 2% in the right-hand column. The order of the columns in that table is ineffective. Your eyes move from top left to bottom right of a page, and consequently the word decrease, the least important one, sticks in the reader's mind, while the word increase, the most important, is lost. Rearranging the columns results in a version of the table that draws more attention to increase and makes the table more memorable. But ask yourself, is a table the most appropriate way to illustrate the data? A diagram conveys the message more effectively than a table. However, the sizes of the letters are out of proportion to the relevance of the group they describe. Use your fonts to reinforce your message. In this example, we have a diagram showing font sizes in proportion to the relevance of the group they describe, but the diagram looks static. You might want to add a simple symbol to illustrate action and dynamics. Introduce a dynamic. An upward arrow shows the direction of the change, or increase, and emphasizes the dynamic nature of the product. However, with just an image, the precise degree of change remains unclear. Be precise. Ask yourself, what is the one number you would want to convey? The one number the reader should want to remember is now in the arrow. Never display two numbers prominently. One is enough. However, the reader's mind still remains unclear about the name of your product in this example. Use the brand name. If the scientific context allows, swap the substance name, for example, Substantin, with the brand name, for example, Examplex. Remember, your brand includes more than just a name. The brand name needs to be represented with an approved style, colour, font type, and so on. Make your diagrams clear. Consider the following results of a clinical trial in herpes virus infections. Substantin reduced recurrences by 75%. Imagine you are sent a spot chart for this information. What is your first impression? This version has a number of elements you might improve to represent the results more persuasively. Dots could be replaced by columns. The product column has been moved to the right-hand side, and an arrow indicates movement and highlights product benefit, and a relevant number has been added. The typed substance name has been replaced by the product logo. In scientific documents, you would of course retain the substance name rather than the brand name. Use your brand colour. Always use your brand colour for the column depicting your product. If your brand colour is red, then the column should be in red. If your brand colour is blue, then the column should be in blue. Don't let your agency get away with a different colour. Your readers should associate the colour and the dataset with your brand. This helps them to recognise at once which results belong to your product. Use a design for the column or pie chart segment representing the placebo or control group that ensures clear differentiation from the comparator. The obvious choice is to use the colour grey in its various shades. This makes the placebo column unobtrusive. Use contrasting colours. Choose a background colour that ensures sufficient contrast. Avoid using a shade of the brand colour, which may only confuse the brand and control drugs. Beware of the design pitfalls. The agency that produced the example diagram has committed several mistakes. The placebo column is placed at the most advantageous position on the right-hand side. One of the competitor columns uses a brand colour. The competitor data showing superior results has been given a highly prominent position instead of placing the column at the left-hand side where it would have been more appropriate. Think black and white. There is one simple point you need to bear in mind when designing or approving a colour diagram. Remember that sales representatives may make black and white photocopies or may fax your colour diagram, which will then invariably come out in black and white. In this example, the reader cannot distinguish which column represents which group, since the blue and green chosen as original colours became virtually indistinguishable when transformed into grayscale. Label columns directly. Avoid using keys in diagrams, which is often the default choice in your computer software. Label the columns directly instead. This allows the product column to be easily identified, even on a black and white copy. Test your colour illustrations. Before giving your approval to any colour document, make a black and white printout or a black and white photocopy and check it is clearly understandable. Work on your design skills. Look around. Where can you find a graphic designer? In your department? In other departments? In your external agency? Invite this person to your team meetings. Can you get this person to work for you in a more intensive way, officially or unofficially? If this is not possible, consider initiating a style and design review board, where people comment on pieces from your competitors as well as on your own internal drafts.